It's Thursday. Time for your new show Thursday edition, of course. It is the 27th of July, 2023. Here comes the best that's going on in tech right now. We got it for you in less than 5 minutes. Well, what else could we start with? It's got to be the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 5 and the 5 Fold whatever the hell it's called event. So that's exactly what we're going to do. Now this is going after I don't know how many weeks and months of leaks we've seen. But finally we get to see the Galaxy Z Flip 5 in the flesh. And a lot of major changes have happened to the thing too. You'll see a much larger 3.4 inch cover display. And that's from the device's hinge to the dual cameras. And the Galaxy Z Flip 5 folds totally flat. And once you got it all flattened out, not literally of course, you can take advantage of the upgraded Snapdragon 8th Generation 2 chipset. Strangely enough though, the screen on the inside, it's the only thing unchanged. 6.7 inch OLED panel there. And the other thing that's unchanged, the price. Yep, same as the Z Flip 4, under $1,000. Yeah, $1, $999. Now, of course, next to the Flip 5, there's also the Galaxy Z Fold 5, though you won't see as many changes as the other device. The Fold 5 comes with the Snapdragon 8 generation chip and an updated hinge. So now it lets you actually hold the device fold flat when it's closed. Thus, because of this, it's a lot thinner than its predecessor. It was 14.2 millimeters, now it's 13.4 millimeters. That is, of course, when it's closed shut. There's a 7.6 inch inner screen on the thing, and now has 1,750 nits. And even though it doesn't seem like much of an upgrade, well, get ready to upgrade your payout. It'll set you back $1,799. From that, we move on to the Galaxy Watch 6. And guess what? Those rumors, they're true. The bezel is back. Yes, that physical rotating bezel is now on the Galaxy Watch 6 Classic. And with the updated version, it comes in the same 43mm and 47mm sizes. Now, other than the 6 Classic, Samsung also showed off the standard Galaxy Watch 6, which comes in the 40mm and 44mm sizes. That also comes with an aluminum case. However, though, both watches feature the sapphire crystal displays, and of course ship out with the latest Wear OS 4 and One UI 5 skin. As far as the price goes, the Watch 6 Classic, about $400, $399, while the standard Watch 6, $299.99. And with that, we'll have to end on the tablets. Yep, there's a new trio of Galaxy Tab tablets, the Tab S9, the Tab S9 Plus, and of course, where there's the Plus, there's also the Ultra. It's actually for the first time all three tablets are getting an OLED screen, plus IP68 ratings for dust and water resistance. Now, they also have a Snapdragon 8th Generation 2 chip. Other than that, though, that's about it. The trio size of tablets, S9 11-inch, S9 Plus 12.4-inch, and the Tab S9 Ultra, a 14.6-inch display, with prices starting at $799 and going all the way up to the Ultra at $1,199. And finally, well, from Samsung, we move to Amazon. And now with Amazon, it's Amazon AI. Well, at least on the cloud business side anyways. This is all part of the AWS Summit in New York that was held on Wednesday, where they actually launched the Agents for Bedrock that can automatically do tasks on their own, meaning, yes, no humans involved. So what will these new AI agents do? Well, they'll be able to get you your restaurant reservation, hell, even giving you suggestions where you want to eat. Now, of course, these AI models, of course, based on ChatGPT-4. However, though, they're needing a little bit more power than just what GPT-4 can provide, meaning to automate, they need some extra help, and those help would be coming from plugins. Amazon went on to say, of course, if you're a startup or a new enterprise, Agents of Bedrock is for you, and will let your company use your own data to actually teach the model. Whew, this AI stuff is moving quick, isn't it? Sucks it's probably going to replace a whole lot of human jobs. On the other hand, though, when you do call up that travel agency, at least there won't be somebody on the other end going,
yeah, I'm busy right now. Can you call back later?
If you got a story no one else is listening, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. If you love the new show, we could use your support today. Just head to patreon.com/BTN News. Don't forget also to check out the British Tech Network. That is the home of the new show, as well as the Mac Show and the Big Show as well. And while you're checking out BTN, come on over to our community at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back for your Friday edition tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best in tech then, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the new show.